manuscript of Magna Carta actually belonged.
And ultimately, they realized Lincoln Cathedral was not eager to give their copy away.
Unsurprisingly not, they weren't.
Well, that copy of Magna Carta was not given away, and there are now two original copies on display at the exhibition at the British Library, along with many other fascinating artifacts curated by you, Julian Harrison. Thank you so much for joining us on the program.
It's been great to speak to you. Thank you.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
Support for Morning Edition on WILL comes from Busey. Small business is the next big business, so Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
You're listening to WILL AM 580. This is Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, in with our mid-morning update of the marketplace from Chicago, where corn futures are down a half cent in the July contract, now 356 and three quarters. December, just three quarters of a cent lower. It's at 374 and three quarters. Beans are off 4 to 7 cents. Nearby July at 945. November at 913 and three quarters. Bean meal down 20. Bean oil, that's 42 cents lower. Wheat futures are 3 to 4 cents lower. July, in fact, down 6.5 now at 507. And the live cattle futures are up 20 cents. Feeder cattle up about 45 cents, and lean hogs are 12.5 cents higher. On the phone line to take a look at these numbers is Dan Zwicker. He's at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning to you, Daniel.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, what do you think first off of yesterday's numbers, and then we can carry on with the weather and the rest of the marketplace?
They are what they are. I mean, the USDA did recognize that soybean demand is running a little better than what the balance sheet did imply, so they did bump up the crush 10 million. They bumped up exports 20 million. You can still see by today's weekly export sales number, we're 47 million bushels ahead of USDA's projection. So there's room for maybe export demand to go up and a little downward adjustment in soybean ending stocks level. But it's still a pretty much, you know, of a new crop prospect situation at this time. I mean, old crop is pretty well old news. I guess I was a little surprised that they knocked 25 million bushels off of ethanol usage. I did not necessarily think that was warranted, at least at this point in time, but they did, and ended up bumping up ending stocks 25 million. But again, the focus is all new crop weather. The focus is going to be on the June 30th report to see if there's any kind of major acreage shifts or changes from what the March intentions report was. And then by first part of July, we're going to have an idea of whether or not this favorable weather pattern is still in place. And then we'll kind of go from there.
Just a quick explanation about the ethanol and the drop in that. Daryl Good took that up. We posted that on our website, actually. If you get there now and listen to the closing market report yesterday, and I'll produce a story on it, you'll see it either later this week or early to next week, one of the two.
Does he agree with me or disagree with me?
Well, it's an interesting prospect. So up until last year, USDA was guessing on ethanol.
Right.
Now they survey the ethanol plant. So there's just a discrepancy in the survey. And so if you think about it just a bit, I suppose most of the trade was thinking USDA's overestimating how much corn is being used because we think the ethanol industry has gotten better at producing number
okay.
of gallons from a bushel, right? So the survey apparently kind of shows that. And so there's this discrepancy, but And it's based off the survey numbers. It won't be probably until next year that those numbers start to look a little better, I suppose. So they cut it. I think what is it? We're up 4% for ethanol production. Is that right? And then down 1% for number of bushels used, or something along those lines. I'd have to
right.
go back and listen to him. But interesting explanation and something the trade will have to get a handle on.
But if you looked at, though, the weekly production numbers that came out
yeah.
yesterday, we're at the highest level that we've been, or right up against the highs for the year. So, you know, That was encouraging anyway.
Yeah, it's encouraging. We'll see how all of those numbers actually move through the process over time. Okay, so now take me again today through this morning, what your tech side looks like as compared to last week.
Well, I guess what I would say, what I'm looking at in corn is the possibility of developing a head and shoulders bottom formation. I think just looking at the July corn chart here, you got to say that the price action that we had during the first half of May could have been very well a left shoulder. And then we rallied there in about May 18th up, and then we had a slide down here into May 28th and June 1st, had a little double bottom. I think that is the head, and then we had that rally from June 1st up through Monday or Tuesday of yesterday, or Monday, and then we kind of had a hard down yesterday. Today we did follow through a little bit to the downside. Now we're kind of back to unchanged. So the market is a little bit overbought when you look at your technical indicators. So I guess what I'm looking at here over the next 3 or 4 days is to see if the market can develop a right shoulder of a head and shoulders formation, and that could take up through the end of next week. Provided we, you know, to do that, though, we have to stay above these early June lows. And then it kind of looks to me like then we would be set up then for maybe a bullish June stocks and acreage report if the head and shoulder bottom formation is actually a valid indication of where we're going to go in this market. It's either that and or the weather pattern will shift to something more unfavorable to, you know, activate a head and shoulders bottom formation and give us the shot at a July rally.
And so what is the most likely fundamental? Is it the stocks number or the acreage number that you think would move this?
Well, probably the acreage number is the one that could probably move it a little bit. The stocks number could also move it. Maybe we don't have as many stocks as what the March 1st report implied. We'll be three quarters of the way through the marketing year, so this number should be at least dialed in a little tighter than the number we had in March, which was halfway through the marketing year. I kind of think the dollar is a sleeper out there as a bullish event. I think the dollar has topped, and we're grinding our way into a lower trend. I look at moving averages, and I see the dollar on the verge of triggering a death cross, which would be a 50-day moving average going underneath the 100-day, and that would indicate to me that this dollar weakness could be a lot deeper than what anybody thinks, and that could take us down into July. Ag commodities do follow the dollar. You can pretty well lay it over, you know, you can do a reverse deal on the dollar and lay it on top of commodity prices. But during this point in time in the growing season, weather patterns and crop prospects probably have more weight than the dollar, but if you could get the dollar to break, it still makes commodities in general a lot lighter and not as heavy. And, you know, a lot of it is still pretty much down to whatever July, August weather we're going to have and, you know, ultimate yield.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us today. We'll talk with you again this afternoon.
Very well.
That is Dan Zwicker. He's at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Joins us on the mid-morning market report. We'll talk with him during the closing market report this afternoon. Ask him a bit about whether wheat and soybeans can lead the marketplace higher. He's been of the opinion that corn is going to be a follower at this time, I believe, and that we're back into a time frame that looks more historically like it has in the past. Corn led, of course, through the development of the ethanol industry, and we'll see what he has to say about all of that during the 206 closing market report. today here on willag.org and Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Corn futures are down 0.75 cents in the July, now at 356.5, December 374.5 on the last tick, 0.75 lower. July beans at 944.5 are a nickel lower. November at 912.75, down 9. Bean meal up 10. Bean oil 46 lower. July wheat in the soft red at 506.75, down 6.75. And live cattle futures are up 32.5 cents. Feeders 42.5 higher. Lean hogs are 22.5 higher. We're on our way today to a high of 92 degrees, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Those after 3 o'clock this afternoon. Tonight, that 20% chance continues, a low of 72 under partly cloudy skies. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are quite likely, mostly cloudy and 89 degrees. Tomorrow, southwest winds at 14 to 18, chance of rainfall set for 70% on Friday. I'm Todd Gleason from U of I Extension.